So I've just received an email from a listener called Roxy, who I'm now going to embarrass publicly in an audio boo. She's really getting into web design and sounds like things are going really well for her, but she's struggling with her own website. And this is a kind of common theme that I think anybody that runs their own website finds, that it's very hard to gain the distance you need in order to make decisions. It's easy with your own website to be paralyzed by exactly what you're trying to communicate, how it should look. You become amazingly precious over it. And I think as web designers designing websites for other people, you know, we look in wonder and wonder why they're so picky and they kind of go over everything endlessly. But then we do exactly the same with our own sites. So how do you get over the kind of indecision? Roxy's really struggling to make decisions about her own website. Well, I think the first thing you need to do is you need to give yourself some freedom and lift some of the weight off of it. In Roxy's email, she was talking about how much pressure she found it to get it right. And I think pressure is part of what paralyzes us. So we need to lift that pressure from ourselves. And the way to do that is to recognize that a website isn't set in stone. It's not like doing a piece of print work that's sent to the printer and then that's it, that you're forever kind of committed to that particular train of, you know, design and content and all the rest of it. With the web, you can change and tweak things continually. I think the other important thing to do, as well as taking the pressure off for you, is to focus. It's to focus on what your website is about and what you're trying to achieve. Who is your target audience? What is it that you want from them? You know, what do they want from your website? By setting kind of business objectives, by identifying use cases, what the user is wanting to achieve and do on your website, it'll help make some of these tough decisions for you. It's a lot easier, for example, when coming up with a design, to be designing for a very specific audience than it is to be just doing some design when you could go in any direction that you wanted. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, I'm finding it really hard to do that focusing and to decide who's more important and, you know, what I should be pushing and what I shouldn't. Well, in that case, I would write a big list. Write a list of your various target audience people, of the kind of different messages you want to communicate, of your use cases or anything else. And just go through and prioritize them. Prioritize that list. Just go through it. Very simple, nothing straightforward. Now, what you're not doing is you're not ruling out anything on that list, okay? You're just saying, I'm going to design for the top three of each of those, okay? But I'm going to keep in mind that I'm not going to alienate any of the remainder. So I'm going to design for my top three audiences, but I'm not going to put anything on my site that would drive away the rest of the list. I'm going to design for the top three use cases, but all of the other use cases is possible to get to that content as well. I'm going to focus on my top three business objectives, but the others will be in there as well. You get the idea. So it just helps to narrow it and narrow the decision making down. So there you go. There are my three tips. You want to, first of all, prioritize your objectives and your audiences and stuff like that. Secondly, you want to take the pressure off yourself. And I can't remember what the third one was, but I'm sure it was very good. Hopefully that helps, Roxy. And let me know if you have got any other tips, as people listening can either post them in Twitter or in the comments with this audio boo.